But right now we go to the Tickets Buyers Barricade Hotline for D Magazine columnist, former Observer columnist, and the author of The Accommodation. It is Jim Schutz. Jim, thanks for joining us again.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here. So we have been keeping up with the journey of your book for a long time, and we got news recently that it was actually going to be published, hard copy again, so that we didn't have to torrent file PDFs to each other to try to read it. Sorry. I'll buy the proper copy now since I stole it before.
Yeah. I would rather have full dental implants than have to read a book in a PDF, frankly.
It was tough, but I think that says something about how interested a lot of people were in the work. So my first question to you is, I know that you've spoken about how there are a number of themes and conditions that are relevant today that were relevant when the book first came out in 1987. But the book did not do well when it came out in 1987. Why do you think that it has a better shot now?
Well, it's a funny thing. It's sort of, I keep thinking of the whole controversy over so-called critical race theory. The book is only coming back because it had nothing to do with me or with Commissioner Price. It wasn't our idea. It's coming back because young people in the city want to know why the city is so segregated. And by that, they mean specifically the I-30 Mason-Dixon line across the middle of the city. How come you feel like you need a passport to cross that line? And they were never told or taught or informed. And so they found their way to this book and dug it out. You can't make those young people stop being curious. And the other great thing is that young people are endowed with a wonderful disrespect for their elders. So the more they were told to disregard that whole story behind the curtain, the more curious they were. It's just interesting to me how they found their way to it.
And is that how you were when you were a young people back when you got here in the 70s, wondering why is the city laid out like this?
I'm so old now that when I remember myself when I was young, I truly wonder if somebody dropped me on my head when I was a baby. I'm astonished by the stuff I didn't get, but I must say when I haven't looked back at this book in a long time. So lately I've been rereading parts of it, and there's this voice of this very angry young guy whom I barely recognize. And yeah, it made me angry to hear this story about how Dallas didn't have any segregation. Dallas didn't have any race problems. And I'm looking around thinking, you're kidding me. That is how I was when I was young.
So what does the title refer to, The Accommodation?
Well, it's sort of a blurry general title, but it does have reference to a specific deal, which was the creation of Hamilton Park, which is a beautiful new subdivision for middle to upper end black families, created as part of a deal in the 50s to end a wave of unrest. And the deal was kind of, look, we're going to give you this great neighborhood where people, black people who have enough money can come live, and you're going to give us peace. And you're not going to go join up with this Martin Luther King Jr. guy. And it was crafted between white leadership in the then Dallas Citizens Council and the black ministers. And, you know, I've been told that black families came from 8 states away to view this neighborhood. It was so unusual to see a beautiful new neighborhood just for black people. But it was segregation. And it was a deal, an accommodation that preserved segregation.
And that, of course, is the title of the book that is in, it's been re-released.
Yeah.
And with a big help from John Wiley Price, who somehow owns the rights to the book? Does he still? That's a very muddy story to me, how you lost the rights.
It's very muddy. He kept nagging me back when he and I were speaking to get the book republished, and I explored it with academic publishers. Nobody wanted to touch it. So I said, I can't get this dog republished. And he said, okay, I will. So I signed the rights over so he could go to publishers and get a deal done. And then he calls me back 6 months later and says, I can't get this dog republished. And I said, that's what I told you. Then shortly after that, he and I had a serious falling out after having been pretty close for a number of years. And we didn't speak for 12 years. So when this guy, Will Evans of Deep Vellum, who's the guy who's republishing it, when he got the idea, he had to go to Price and go to me and say, who's got the rights? And we both kind of shrugged and said, unclear, not too sure about it. So he gave us both a nominal amount for the rights. I said, you're just driving around town giving checks to anybody who could have rights to this book, right? He said, basically. And we now get no more money from the book. It's a nonprofit venture. Will Evans wants to print 25,000 copies for students, which would be five times the number that were originally published 35 years ago. But there's no... We don't get royalties. There's no more coin in it for Commissioner Price or for me.
Oh. Well, that's too bad, because I wanted to buy one just to help you out. But if the promotion helps you as well, just in some way, like inside, you feel warm inside.
I do, but I accept personal donations. I can give you a Venmo number.
Well, we're breaking up. I can't hear you now.
Okay.
But, no, I read it a few years ago. A buddy of ours, you say this guy from Deep Vellum or whatever, had the idea. No, we did.
Yeah.
But we didn't do anything. We just had the idea.
I'm remembering this. Walensky talked to me about it. Yes.
Okay. But, yeah, a friend of ours printed a few copies for us.
They were exorbitantly expensive.
Just to
do on
to
your
print.
Own and small run.
But yeah, the guy that makes our, I think the guy that makes our calendars printed up a few copies for us to read.
You're kidding. You mean books? Things like books?
Actual books. Yeah, I can't read PDFs either, or a book online or whatever. So we had an actual book. And
wow.
I read it many years ago. I'm trying to remember one thing that really stood out. And I feel like this should be given to schools, but it feels like we're not in a climate that's going to have that be happening.
Don't know how that's
going to
go right now, but
just the whole, it was very shocking to me. A lot of this stuff, like, wow, this happened here and not that long ago.
Yeah.
Like there are people that remember this stuff happening. What was the bombings? There were bombings of black households. Was that black people moving into white neighborhoods? They would bomb their houses? What's that?
Yeah. After World War II, the Supreme Court knocked down the deed restrictions that said black people couldn't move into white neighborhoods. And then there was an extreme shortage of housing for black people who had any money. They had to live in really poor, rundown neighborhoods because they couldn't get in anywhere else. And so they started moving into white neighborhoods, mainly in South Dallas, which was then all white. And this is, people always think I'm making this up, but there was a grand jury investigation which found, and it was overseen by Henry Wade, who was very young at the time, found that there was an alliance of white church groups in Southern Dallas who hired thugs to go throw dynamite in the houses of these black families. And that's why the Hamilton Park thing happened. The black ministers, the leadership, went to the Citizens Council and said, hey, you got to stop this or this city's going to blow up. And I guess to their credit, you know, the Citizens Council said, yeah, you're probably right. And they came up with Hamilton Park. But it's such a shocking story, and it's just so hard to feature, to believe that white church groups were hiring thugs to throw dynamite in people's houses. But I interviewed Henry Wade. He was an old man, but I interviewed him for the book. And I said, well, how come you never put anybody in? I mean, he confirmed all the details. Yeah, that is what we found. And I said, how come nobody went to prison? And he said, well, we didn't think that was necessary because we told them to stop doing it, and they did. And I said, Mr. Wade, if a guy's been robbing banks, you don't just say, no, cut that out and let it go at that. And he said, he shrugged and said, there was no jury in this county that was ever going to convict one of those guys for throwing those bombs.
So if it was a white man robbing a black bank in 1950 Dallas, they probably would have said.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Oh, sure. Yeah. It's look, it's hard to get back into that mentality. I hope one of the things that young readers who look at it now, I hope they will think the same thing. Oh, my God, how terrible that was. And I hope they'll look at today and see, as bad as our problems may be today, man, we've come a long way from then, and that means we can go a long way farther. I mean, you know, it just takes doing.
So I know that you had an event the other night with this is Jim Schutz, by the way, now of D Magazine, his book, The Accommodation.
Your colleague.
Re-released. Yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
So how long did you go without talking to John Wiley Price?
12 years. Will Evans, the publisher of Deep Vellum, called me up and said, Schutz, you got to go to the Pittman Tuesday for a publicity photo for your reunion with the Commissioner Price. And I said, what reunion? And he said, yeah, that's what you're doing. You're having a reunion. So I did what they told me. I showed up, and so did the commissioner, and we had a jolly old time talking about old times.
No, it wasn't awkward at all. It was just, hey, good to see you.
No, I think we're both at the age where we just pretty much do as we're told. You know, people
just shuffle you around.
Just shuffle us over there. Tell us what to do.
The Accommodation is on Amazon. Is it in anywhere around here you want to direct people to?
Well, you can buy it directly from the Deep Vellum bookstore in Deep Ellum on Elm Street, and it's a pretty cool store. All of the copies they sell are signed because they got me in there, and then they wouldn't let me out until I signed like an 18-wheeler load.
It's tough being famous.
It was elder abuse.
It's tough being famous, though. I saw you were on CBS this morning.
No. No, I wasn't.
No?
When?
No,
well, mate,
sure.
I don't know. I'm in Austin helping my son with his plumbing.
Yeah. So. Well, I think you're being modest.
Well, I'll have to go look it up. Oh, no. No, you're right. Absolutely. A really good piece. A really good piece some time ago. Yeah.
The show is called CBS This Morning, so it's a bit confusing to phrase it as you were on CBS This Morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were on CBS.
Yeah, okay.
It was their morning show, not today.
Good morning, Dallas.
I'm sorry, was I actually confusing people? Okay, so no, you're not on This Morning. Okay.
He thought you were trying to pin like a crime on him.
No. Okay, no, yeah.
And it's all an alibi.
You're on national TV, Jim. That's what I'm saying.
Am I supposed to be on CBS tomorrow?
You're a big deal. You're a big deal. And we want to send everybody to, whether it's Deep Vellum or Amazon or wherever you want to get your book, The Accommodation is unbelievable. I read it a few years ago, and I'll probably give it another read because I forget a lot of things, too.
I would love to see that private edition you guys did someday. I'd love to see it.
Okay.
You will see it. Cool.
I will guarantee that.
All right.
Well, thanks, Jim, for being on the show.
Thank you. It's an honor. Thank you very much.
Well, I think you've been on before. Do we have a liner from Jim Schutz, Blake?
We do not?
Okay. Nope. Well, here's we're going to ask you for one more thing, Jim.
Sure.
We'll see if you can accommodate us.
Hey-o.
Get it? Because your book is called.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm really. I'm very witty.
Yeah.
So we would like you to identify yourself, perhaps even say, "I'm Jim Schutz, author of The Accommodation," or D Magazine, however you want to identify yourself, and we would like you to say, "I never listened to Dan and Jake on The Ticket."
Okay, great. Okay.
All right.
All right. All right. Now?
Sure. Let's go now.
Oh, okay. I thought there was like a beep beep or something. I'm Jim Schutz, author of The Accommodation, and I always listen to Dan and Jake on The Ticket. I never miss it.
How can we trust him now?
Yeah, I don't trust you because I know you're lying, but I do love your book.
All
and
right,
I love your after we had you on before, we had you on previously when you went to D Magazine, and I got my subscription, and I can't recommend it highly enough to anyone else.
It's a great magazine. I discovered to my amazement that I actually like Tim Rogers, the editor.
Let's not go that far.
It's an acquired taste.
Yeah. All right, Jim. Thanks, Jim.
All right. Good
talking to you.
Good to talk to you. Bye. See ya.
There he goes, Jim Schutz. The book is The Accommodation. Pick it up at Deep Vellum or on Amazon.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.